Online at flatriverpreps.com. Let's go to the gym for tonight's action.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome here to Lincoln Southeast High School as we've got C2 action here from the Boys State Basketball Tournament and a pretty tall task here for Donovan Trumbull. Coming at record of 20-5 on the season, but they'll be taking on a team that's won 26 this season, 49 in a row, the defending Class C2 state champions from Bancroft Rosalie Lions Decatur. The Wolverines, as we mentioned, 49 wins in a row, and the Cardinals of Donovan Trumbull hope to be able to pull off the upset here as BRLD is really considered by most folks in Class C2 to be the team to beat. The only other one that really is kind of seen as a strong contender would be Grand Island Central Catholic, and the Crusaders did win earlier today right here on the Breeze, 94.5. In fact, let's get you updated on all the action that has taken place so far here in Lincoln. Here in Class C2, Grand Island Central Catholic with a 41-38 win over Palmyra. It took double overtime, including a three-pointer made at the end of regulation, and they had to go the length of the court in 0.6 seconds, but UTAN hit the three-pointer at the horn at the end of regulation, and then they dominate the second overtime, and Utah ends the season for Ponca 63-56. In Class D1, North Platte St. Pat's in overtime over Pleasanton, 57-48. Laurel Concord Coleridge with a 75-47 win over Paxton, so those two teams will get together in Class D1. Also in D1, it was Humphrey Lindsay Holy Family with a 71-53 win over Fullerton, and Osmond 50-49 over Southern Valley. Great effort there for the Eagles, but they fall just a point short. In Class D2, it was St. Francis 57-46 over Randolph, and Mullen with a 51-49 win over St. Mary's. In Class A, two semifinals have already been have advanced. That's Bellevue West 53-34 over Elkhorn, and Westside with a 74-70 win over Creighton Prep. In Class B, Scott with a 66-58 win over Norris, and it was Mount Michael ending the season for Wahoo 76-50. And all four games in Class C1 are finals. Adams Central, the top seed, a 65-42 win this morning over St. Paul. They had no problem there. And Ogallala was down by 11 in the fourth quarter, but Kearney Catholic fell to Ogallala 65-62. The defending champions from Auburn with a 54-48 win over Ashland Greenwood, and it was Lincoln Christian, 44-38 winners over Wayne. So that's what's happened so far here at the Boys State Basketball Tournament in Lincoln. We'll talk more about our game. Donovan Trumbull taking on Lions Decatur, Bancroft Rosalie Lions Decatur. And we'll take a look at the starters and a whole lot more when we return right after this.
At Friesen Ford in Aurora, we are breaking the notion that car buying has to be a stressful process. Instead, we're making it a simple and easy process, since our entire staff has you, the customer, as our first priority. But don't take our word for it. Here's what our customers have said. Easiest purchase we've ever made. Awesome place to buy a car. Great service. This was a wonderful experience. Experience the friendly Friesen Ford difference for yourself today. Located 20 miles east of Grand Island, I-80 in Aurora, or anytime at friesenford.com.
The name Mary Lanning Healthcare indicates that we are more than just a hospital, that we are in fact focused on the health of this community. And it's about providing it with a little bit more of a family touch and a little bit more care inside of that healthcare component. You know, I always say every hospital is as good as the medical staff that supports it, and we're fortunate to have a fantastic medical staff who is absolutely engaged in what we're doing. It's important that the Hastings community understand that Mary Lanning is a not-for-profit organization, which means the decisions that govern our organization are made locally. What I want the Hastings community to understand is that our success, Mary Lanning's success, is dependent on their support, which means that you're going to get our best every time you step in the front door. My name is Eric Barber, and I'm the president and CEO of Mary Lanning Healthcare.
Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration.
Landmark Implement is your local authorized John Deere dealer. Landmark's trained and certified sales staff will help you find the right equipment for your needs at a price that's right for you, all backed by Landmark's extensive parts and service network. Whether it's a tractor, planter, combine, lawn and garden tractor, or gator, every piece of equipment in our inventory is ready to work hard for your operation. Landmark's team works together to make sure everything that is sold meets their quality standards. Stop by your local Landmark location or learn more at landmarkimp.com and experience the Landmark difference.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back here to Lincoln Southeast High School. Let's give you our starting lineups, and we'll begin first of all for Donovan Trumbull. As we mentioned, they come in at 20-5 on the season. Their starters are Miles Saab, a 5'9 sophomore who averages 6.8 points and 2.9 rebounds. Cade Sterner, a 6'1 senior, averages 10.4 points and 4 rebounds a contest. Griffin Hendricks, a senior at 5'10, averages 9.9 points and 3.4 rebounds. Riley Carpenter, a 6'2 senior, is averaging about 4.7 points and 4.1 rebounds a contest. And Keaton Stafford, a 6-foot-tall senior, is averaging 14.2 points and 6.6 rebounds a game here for head coach Keelan Burr. Now for Bancroft Rosalie Lions Decatur, BRLD, they will start Will Gatzmeyer, a 5'11 senior who averages 7.1 points and 2.4 rebounds. Dylan Butler is a 6'5 junior who averages 15.5 points and 7.2 rebounds. Lucas Voigt is a 5'11 junior who averages 15.6 points and 4 rebounds a game. Darwin Snyder, a 5'10 senior, averages 9.9 points and 2.2 rebounds. And Jackson Johnson, a 6'4 senior, averages 9.9 points and 8.2 rebounds a ball game. How does Bancroft Rosalie Lions Decatur get it done? Well, they do it a lot with pressure. They force a lot of turnovers, and Donovan Trumbull is going to have to take good care of the basketball today if they're going to pull off the upset. We talked with Coach Burr before the game, and that's exactly what he said. We've got to take good care of the ball because they're just so long and athletic that they like to pressure it, and they end up shooting really well because they hit a lot of layups. And again, you can kind of see that in their statistics because they have four starters that average right at 10 points or a little bit more, and their starter that averages the least, well, he still averages 7 points per ball game. So they share the ball, and they end up with a lot of those turnovers. They end up with a lot of layups for the entire squad. So Donovan Trumbull, who's had great success this year, they're going to have to find some way to be able to take good care of the basketball because, as we mentioned, BRLD is undefeated on the season, and that includes a win over qualifiers in Class C1 and even Class B. They won against Hastings at the Heartland Hoops Classic 61-57. That was their closest game of the year. And again, they're 26-0. Donovan Trumbull, though, no slouch, coming in at 20-5. And again, those are your starting lineups. We'll continue with more of our Friesen Ford pregame show brought to you by Friesen Ford in Aurora and Friesen Chevrolet in Sutton. Stop by to your friendly Friesen Ford dealership in Aurora. If you're smiling while you're driving, Friesen is the reason. Friesen Chevrolet in Sutton. We'll step away for a moment, continue with more of our pregame show right after this.
Good old-fashioned banking can still be found at Bank of Donovan, where the bank president is close at hand. A local phone number is all you need to contact a bank decision maker, and personalized, face-to-face friendly service is the norm. Nebraska-owned and locally managed financial services, serving central Nebraska uncommonly well. With locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island, and online at bankofdonovan.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Bank of Donovan, you'll love our brand of banking.
UMK is a place where quality education meets hands-on learning, and going the extra mile gets rewarded. It's a place where you can put yourself out there, reach your goals, and set new ones you never thought possible. Be yourself, but develop the best version of you. Let us show you what you're made of. Be blue. Be gold. Be bold. Apply now to the University of Nebraska at Kearney. Learn more at umk.edu.
At Friesen Ford in Aurora, we are breaking the notion that car buying has to be a stressful process. Instead, we're making it a simple and easy process, since our entire staff has you, the customer, as our first priority. But don't take our word for it. Here's what our customers have said. Easiest purchase we've ever made. Awesome place to buy a car. Great service. This was a wonderful experience. Experience the friendly Friesen Ford difference for yourself today. Located 20 miles east of Grand Island, just off I-80 in Aurora, or anytime at FriesenFord.com.
Best wishes to the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals at State from Around the Block in Donovan. Around the Block is a one-of-a-kind shop with a unique selection of home decor, jewelry, antiques, seasonal items, and Melissa and Doug toys. You'll find wonderful handmade gifts and decorations, too. Bring your State basketball program in and receive a 10% discount on select items. Go Cardinals from Around the Block, 109 West Plum Street in downtown Donovan.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, certainly want to say thanks to all of our sponsors who are helping us bring you coverage of the state basketball tournament, including our presenting sponsors, Mary Lanning Healthcare, your care, our inspiration, Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation headquarters in Hastings and in Sutton, Nutrigen Ag Solutions, decade after decade, we're here to provide you the best technologies, tools, and products so you can focus on what you do best, grow. And also at UNK, be blue, be gold, be bold at UNK. Of course, UNK and a lot of universities around the country are basically shutting down their campuses and doing everything online. There is a lot of talk here in Lincoln that not only will the format change where it's not open to the public like today, there is a fair amount of discussion that we may not be playing basketball tomorrow in light of the fact the NCAA tournament has been shut down. They've already called out the College World Series, which doesn't start for three more months yet. So there is some serious talk that after tonight's games, we may not be playing tomorrow, but we certainly are going to act as if that's not the case, and we'll have action for you tomorrow. And again, Grand Island Central Catholic will have for you on the Breeze 7 p.m. tomorrow, providing that works out. And, of course, the winner of this game will be part of that 8:45 semifinal being played at the Devaney Center. And again, if Donovan Trumbull or Sutton, we have the Sutton game coming up next. If either one of those two teams are in that, we'll have that game for you on the Breeze tomorrow from the Devaney Center at 8:45. And it has been a strange format here. It's kind of strange to come into Lincoln Southeast and they have half the gym completely closed off. They've got a tarp across that far side separating the court. So all the fans are sitting on this near side that we're on. And putting two teams just on one side of a Class A gym, there's still plenty of seating. There's still plenty of seats left here because, again, to be on the pass list, you have to be immediate family. So it's a strange environment, but hopefully we'll be able to play tomorrow. We're going to step away for another moment here on the Friesen Ford pregame show. We'll take a one-minute break, and we'll return to Lincoln Southeast right after this.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
Whether it's spades, diamonds, hearts, or clubs, save big on the furniture you want during deal days at Furniture Direct and Mattress Direct. Draw a playing card with any purchase, and depending on the suit you draw, save 5, 10, 15, or even 20% on any single item. So get the furniture you want and save big for a limited time. Now that's getting more than you expect. Furniture Direct, behind Sonic and Hastings, and find even more savings online at FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power Products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power Products, your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power Products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Now, also located in Sutton.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, we'll keep you updated on other games going on across Lincoln today. Over at Pinnacle Bank at 7 o'clock, it'll be number 2 seed Millard North taking on Papillion La Vista South. That's the 7 o'clock game. Over at Devaney, number 2 seed Scotts Bluff is taking on Alliance. That game will start at 7 as well. Over in Class C2, right here, we got BRLD taking on DT, Donovan Trumbull. That'll be followed by the Sutton game coming up next right here on the Breeze, 94.5. And over at Lincoln East right now, Fall City Sacred Heart will be taking on Johnson Brock, as that one is also set for a 7 p.m. tip. We're going to step away for a moment, continue with more of the Friesen Ford pregame show right after this.
We all know that the month of March means basketball, basketball, and more basketball. But it's also the first opportunity for you to get back out and working on your lawns. Big G Ace in Hastings has all the supplies you need for your yard work, including Toro lawnmowers, the Scott's 4-Step Program, gardening tools, and more. And while you're working in the yard, cook up something delicious on your new Traeger, Weber, or Big Green Egg Grill. Big G Ace in Hastings has those too. 3203 Osborne Drive West in Hastings.
Big G Ace.
At Friesen Ford in Aurora, we are breaking the notion that car buying has to be a stressful process. Instead, we're making it a simple and easy process, since our entire staff has you, the customer, as our first priority. But don't take our word for it. Here's what our customers have said. Easiest purchase we've ever made. Awesome place to buy a car. Great service. This was a wonderful experience. Experience the friendly Friesen Ford difference for yourself today. Located 20 miles east of Grand Island, just off I-80 in Aurora, or anytime at FriesenFord.com.
Steve's Butcher Shop has been serving Donovan and the surrounding area since 1988. Specializing in custom butchered beef and pork and hickory smoked ham and bacon, shop our retail meat case and also select from a variety of jerkies. Conveniently located at 324 North 1st Street in Donovan, Steve and the crew wish the Donovan Trumbull boys the best of luck at state. Go Donovan Trumbull Cardinals from Steve's Butcher Shop in Donovan.
Breeze 94.5.
Welcome back to our broadcast booth. Brought to you by natural gas and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings and in Sutton. And again, Donovan Trumbull, the good guys wearing black in this one. They'll be in their road black uniforms as the 8 seed. And Bancroft Rosalie Lions Decatur is going to be in their home white uniforms. Their school colors are UCLA blue and gold with a little bit of black in there as well, as the Wolverines come in 26-0. The Donovan Trumbulls 20-5 on the season. This is just the second state tournament appearance for Donovan Trumbull. Their last trip came back in 2014, and BRLD, that configuration, is relatively new. This is their third trip to the state tournament, and again, they were the Class C2 champions 1 year ago, and I misspoke. They are the 2 seed. Donovan Trumbull is the 7 seed here with a record of 20-5. And again, they Donovan Trumbull lost in the sub-district final to Sutton, but then they were able to advance here with a win over Bridgeport, 48-36. And again, BRLD has wins over Ponca, who was in the state tournament, got eliminated earlier today in double overtime. They have a win over Hastings, who is going to be playing the late game over on the ESPN Superstation in both Hastings and in Kearney. And they had wins just across the board. Logan View, Scribner, Snyder, just a very good year here for BRLD. And, of course, Donovan Trumbull might slow it down a little bit in talking to Coach Burr. He said, we're not going to really play a slow, methodical game. We just need to make sure we take care of the basketballs. But again, sometimes you find yourself trying to limit the number of possessions that you can have in a game when you're playing a team that's won 49 in a row. That's going to wrap up our pregame show brought to you by Friesen Ford. We'll step away for a moment, and we'll tip this one off when we return to Lincoln Southeast right after this.
B&B Carpet and Donovan, now with Pergo Extreme Rigid Flooring, where high performance runs deep. Deeper visuals, deeper protection, deeper warranty. For the number one preferred brand in flooring, Pergo Extreme offers unmatched durability and a guarantee you expect from a high-performance floor. Pergo Extreme's warranty is worry-free for life, providing extreme debt resistance, 100% kid and pet-proof warranty, and waterproof warranty. For the worry-free solution, see B&B Carpets and Donovan, and you'll see why your friends say, that's where we always go.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back here to Lincoln Southeast as both teams have been announced. And we've broken the huddle, and Coach Burr, who's dressed to the nines here today, matches his team's uniforms very nicely with that red tie, black shirt, nice sport jacket. Kid cleans up pretty well when he tries. BRLD's already broken out of the huddle. They're ready to go. And last bit of encouragement here by Coach Burr, and we're all set and ready to get this one underway here on the Breeze, 94.5 in Hastings, Donovan, and Trumbull. Doing the jumping here, of course, for Donovan Trumbull will be Sterner. Sterner goes against Butler, and we're all set and ready to get this one underway. As the official, hand in the air, and now the ball is in the air, and the tip will be controlled here by BRLD. Lucas Vogt, leading scorer here for the Wolverines. Pretty balanced scoring for the squad, but he'll bring the ball up. He'll drive all the way in, shoot off glass, no good, and rebounded by Sad. So Miles will bring the ball up and quickly gets it right side in transition. A three by Stafford, no good, and the rebound is going to go out of bounds. The officials confer. Basketball stays with the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals. So on the baseline, Donovan Trumbull will keep their first possession going as Griffin Hendricks will inbound the ball. Hendricks will just throw it top of the circle here just to inbound it for Keith and Stafford. As they're set, inbounds play didn't really work real well. Stafford will drive. He'll shoot, and he'll have a shot blocked by Johnson. Johnson with the block and the rebound. Quickly up court, they give it for Butler. Butler, he'll lose the basketball. He'll turn it over. And now Donovan Trumbull dribbles behind the back. Sterner in the offensive end. He'll throw it on the baseline for Carpenter. Carpenter with a little handoff over there for Sad. And Sad is picked up defensively by Snyder. So they'll give it top of the circle. Ball knocked loose. It'll be a turnover as Sterner lost the basketball as it was knocked from behind. And Voigt will come up with it. So Voigt will slow things down. 2-3 zone right now for Donovan Trumbull. Nope, they're going box and one, it looks like. And they'll get the ball here right side for Gatzmeier. Gatzmeier's three-pointer is no good. Sad with the rebound. He'll be slowed down here by Voigt, and the pass is going to be intercepted. Another Donovan Trumbull turnover, and it's going to turn into a layup here for Gatzmeier. So Gatzmeier with the first points of the ball game, and it comes as so many points do for Bancroft Rosalie Lyons Decatur. It comes via a layup after forcing a turnover. Stafford will try to trap him. He's across the timeline and finds Carpenter on the baseline, and he'll make the layup. Good pass there by Stafford, who was able to snap that from midcourt to Carpenter. And again, if you break the press, you got to make him pay. And Donovan Trumbull able to do it that possession. Darwin Snyder picked up man-to-man here by Sterner. They're going man-to-man. And they'll just hand the ball off for Voigt. They're weaving between the circles. A little crossover here for Snyder. He'll step back, fire a three, no good. Rebound tip picked up by Gatzmeier. Gatzmeier gives it to Butler in the lane. Butler with a little half hook. It rolls around, and it's good. Soft touch there for Dylan Butler, and it's 4-2 BRLD. So Miles is across the line, and he runs into one of the Wolverines, and that's going to be a blocking foul here on the guys in white. That will be a block here on Gatzmeier. That's his first, team's first. 5:39 to go here, quarter number one. And Sam will be picked up at midcourt by Snyder. And he's in the offensive end, comes off a screen, throws it on that left side for Hendricks. And they'll give it back out here for Stafford. Stafford will fire a three, and he hits the three. So Stafford will drain the three-pointer. And now on the right side, it's Voigt. Four all, and they only... Right wing, Lucas Voigt. He'll drain the three. I'll make it now 7-4. They said that was a two there by Stafford. And they'll get the ball off here on the left wing for Carpenter. Carpenter, long two-pointer. Going to be no good, but it's going to be off the hands of BRLD. Lucas Voigt couldn't reel that one in. And he just will lose the basketball out of bounds. And to inbound it here will be Hendricks. Hendricks will throw it to Sad. Sad is across the timeline, be picked up defensively there by Butler. 1-3-1 is BRLD right now. And they'll give it off here for Sterner. Sterner between the circles for Sad. Right wing for Hendricks. Hendricks, skip pass over there for Sterner. Sterner dribbles down to the corner. He'll kick the ball back out for Stafford. Stafford for three, hits the three. Ethan Stafford drains the three-pointer. We're tied at 7. 4.5 to go here in quarter number one. Butler gives it between the circles here for Johnson. Johnson over for Gatzmeier. Gatzmeier will call for a screen here, but he doesn't use it. He'll just dribble to this left side, and he'll give it top of the circle for Johnson. Johnson handoff here for Snyder. Snyder working against Sterner. Will kick the ball left side for Butler. Butler gives the ball off for Voigt and will set a screen for him. Voigt will elevate. His three is no good. Offensive rebound tipped out by Johnson. And now back inside of Johnson. And he'll hit the bucket. Jackson Johnson had it, tipped it back out for Snyder. And Snyder gave it right back to Johnson. The defense just adjusted enough for Johnson to make it 9-7. So sad. We'll throw in the corner left side for Carpenter. He'll shoot a three and hit the three. Carpenter drains the three-pointer. He's got five. Stafford has five. And then a drive here by Butler. And Butler going to be fouled going up. It was blocked, but there's going to be a foul on Stafford. So 10-9 right now, but two free throws coming up here for Butler. Butler takes his time at the line, and he'll hit the free throw. We're deadlocked at 10. Andrew Stock checking in.
Mother Nature always has a way of delivering a few surprises. That's why your Nutrien Ag Solutions retailer is always standing by. Formerly serving you as crop production services, we're the same faces you've relied on for years, but now more capable than ever, no matter what comes your way. Delivering access to the resources of the world's largest ag retailer with local growing guidance and expertise. We're more than an unwavering partner. We're the first choice in the field to help you get the most out of yours.
At the Donovan Insurance Agency, you get that personal service you expect from your insurance agents. Terry Connick, Candy Dombowski, and Michelle Cook will work with you to make sure your claim is handled professionally, fairly, and quickly. Talk to the Donovan Insurance Agency about auto insurance, home, life, health, business, farm, and crop insurance. Call 402-845-6568 for a free, no-obligation, hassle-free quote. The Donovan Insurance Agency proudly supports Donovan Trumbull Athletics.
And Stafford facing some pressure. He's going to turn the ball over. 11-10 our score. 3:11 to go here. Quarter number one. BRLD up by a point. And they'll have the basketball. So on the bounce here is Gatzmeier. Gatzmeier dribbles across the Knights logo here at Southeast. He'll give right side for Snyder. Good pass inside here for Jackson Johnson. Johnson kisses off the glass. He's got four in the game. And it's now 13-10. Largest lead of the game here for BRLD. They're up by three. Right side, Sterner has it. Sterner stops from the elbow. He'll kick it out. Here's an open three off the iron. No good for Stafford. Offensive board by Sterner. Sterner's shot is a little bit too strong, and Johnson will bounce it out. Wolverines on the run. Snyder on the baseline will try to flip it in. And Stock knocks it away. Good hands there by Andrew Stock. They will force the turnover, but then they lose the basketball. Gatzmeier has it. He'll drive. Shot no good by Sterner. It's rebounded by Sterner. He'll dribble behind his back as Gatzmeier staying right with him. Sterner will throw it to Stafford, top of the key. He'll dribble into the lane. He'll elevate and score. Nice mid-range jumper there by Keithan Stafford. He's got seven in the game. So here, bounce on the bounce. Here is going to be Voigt. Voigt skips it in the corner for Gatzmeier. Gatzmeier, three-pointer, is an air ball and rebounded by Schaefer. So Schaefer won't face much pressure. He'll give it to Stafford, and now Stafford will bring it across the timeline. Minute 50 to go here. Chance for Donovan Trumbull to take the lead back. At the corner, Stafford's going to kick it through Sterner. He'll dribble behind his back, loses the basketball. Another turnover. Long outlet pass here for Gatzmeier. Gatzmeier will hand off for Voigt, and Voigt will knife through the lane and now have 5 points in the game. Again, they really cleared things out, and there was only a couple of guys back for Donovan Trumbull as they were able to score on the secondary break. Minute 24 to go here in quarter number one. 3-point lead for BRLD. Kick out here for Stafford. Stafford's going to drive the lane. He'll elevate. Shot's going to be no good. Schaefer can't come down with the rebound. It's taken away from him by Johnson, so he's got the board. And it'll be Snyder across the line here for the Wolverines. Voigt facing man-to-man pressure by Schaefer. And the pass on the inside going to be knocked away by Stock, but right into the hands of Butler. So Butler will direct traffic, give it off here for Snyder. Butler will set a screen here for Snyder, but hedging through that screen is going to be Stafford. So on the drive, they'll have to kick the ball back out for Butler. Butler is able to give it to Snyder in the corner. His three is no good. Offensive board here by Butler, and another three-pointer. And it's going to be a foul here on Sterner. That will be his first, and three free throws coming up here for the Wolverines. So Darwin Snyder hasn't scored in the game yet. He'll have three free throws here with his team already up by three, 15-12. 33.8 to go. And again, Jim will get very quiet for the free throws. It is up and it is good for Snyder. 16-12 is our score. Second free throw by Snyder is up. He rattles that one in. So he's got now two in the game. Still has one more free throw coming up. Miller North leading Papillion Louisa South by one at the end of one quarter play over in Class A at Pinnacle Bank Arena. We're here in the end of the first quarter, late in it anyway. And the free throw rolls around and good for Snyder. So he makes all three free throws, and it's a six-point lead. The pressure in the basketball. Carpenter has it in the offensive end, throws it on the baseline here for Ethan Smith. Smith kicks out here for Blake Dedimore. Dedimore's three is no good, and rebounded by Lucas Voigt. So Voigt will bring it up. 17 seconds left. He'll go all the way in, and he's got seven in the quarter. 11 seconds left. Assad has it. He's got it on the baseline. They got to go the whole length of the court here as they give it for Andrew Stock. Back to Stock after he gave it away. Pass on that left side is going to be saved. That into the hands of Stock, and Stock can't get the shot off before he ran out of time. Donovan Trumbull hanging with BRLD, but a little push here by the Wolverines. They've got a 20-12 lead at the end of one quarter. We're back to Lincoln Southeast after this.
What do basketball, choir, drama club, and marching band all have in common? They're all high school activities that offer learning opportunities not necessarily found in the classroom. They take up just a fraction of a typical Nebraska high school's budget, and they go a long way to giving young people the tools they need to thrive. High school activities, they're more than extracurricular. They're extra important, too. This message presented by the Nebraska School Activities Association and the Nebraska State Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Trust is earned over generations, not seasons. For over 165 years, the Rank family's been earning that trust where it counts the most, in your fields. And yields, they don't lie. With over 1,000 top finishes in first and state trials over the last 3 years, Rank Seed proves its value through superior genetics and production. One family, seven generations, all working for your success. Rank means results.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back here to Lincoln Southeast. Donovan Trumbull with the ball. They trail it 20-12 as we start quarter number two. Miles Sad across the timeline gives it for Sterner, top of the circle there. And now they'll give it up on this left side for Stafford. Stafford will fire a three, no good. And Butler pulls down the rebound. So here come the Wolverines. Dribbling here is Lucas Voigt. Voigt looks to the inside, looking to get it to Johnson. And he's still looking in there. Now he'll knife through, and he'll get fouled as he's driving to the basket. And Lucas Voigt will step to the line and will shoot two. He's got 7 points in the game so far. And the foul is going to be on Sad. So that will be his first. And just the third as a team here on Donovan Trumbull. Free throw is up, and it's good for Voigt. And he'll get one more. And that one is a little bit short and pulled down here by Griffin Hendricks. So he gets his first rebound as they double-team him, and they'll give it for Keith and Stafford. Stafford across the timeline. We'll jump stop there, and we're going to have a reach called here on Gatzmeier. That's going to be his second foul. I want to say thanks to our presenting sponsors, including Nutrigen Ag Solutions. Decade after decade, we're here to provide you the best technologies, tools, and products so you can focus on what you do best, grow. So sad. We'll bring it across the line. Snyder picks him up there. A little handoff here for Sterner. Sterner, top of the circle, gives right wing for Hendricks. Hendricks kicks into the corner here for Stafford. Stafford can't shoot over the top of Jackson Johnson. Little ball fake, and the pass is going to be intercepted. Coming up with a steal is Voigt, and Voigt has it blocked, and a foul is going to be on Miles Sad. Well, I'm going to make him earn it from 15 feet away instead of having a layup. Sad got the arm, no question about it. And, in fact, Lucas Voigt came down a little awkwardly, but I think he's going to be all right. He was walking around like maybe he hurt his heel the way he landed. And his free throw is up, and it is good. Reminder for you that the internet streaming of our high school games on Platte River Radio Group of Stations and at PlatteRiverPreps.com is brought to you by Barney Insurance in Kearney, Holdridge, Lexington, and Lincoln. Wait, free throw is good. 23-12 is their score. And the ball is going to be intercepted here by Butler. Again, a seventh turnover. And this time, it's tipped by Stafford. And it was not touched by Gatzmeier, the official says, after that. So the ball is going to stay with BRLD on the baseline. Good work there running the floor by Carpenter. So Voigt will inbound it. They kick into the corner. A little ball fake driving now with Snyder. Snyder shot's no good. Rebounded by Stafford. Donovan Trumbull gets the rebound, and now we're going to have a reach called here on BRLD as they triple-teamed him. And the hold here is going to be on Darwin Snyder. That's his first, just third as a team here on Bancroft Rosalie Lions Decatur. 23-12, 11-point lead for BRLD. Stafford gives it to Hendricks. Back to Stafford. Stafford goes over top of that zone press, giving it all the way to Riley Carpenter. Carpenter's going to drive. Shot's no good. Voigt pulls down the rebound. They broke the press, got a good look out of it, but didn't hit the bucket. Voigt, top of the circle, thought about the three, but he'll give it to Gatzmeier. And going to be a kick as it was bounced to the lane there. So Wolverines will inbound on the baseline. Triggering it in is going to be Voigt. Voigt, off of a double screen, gives it for Butler. Butler will fire a three and hit the three. And a timeout being taken here by BRLD. 6:20 to go here in the second quarter. 26-12, BRLD with the lead. When we return right after this.
UMK is a place where quality education meets hands-on learning. And going the extra mile gets rewarded. It's a place where you can put yourself out there, reach your goals, and set new ones you never thought possible. Be yourself, but develop the best version of you. Let us show you what you're made of. Be blue. Be gold. Be bold. Apply now to the University of Nebraska at Kearney. Learn more at unk.edu.
The Breeze,
94.5.
Miller North is leading Papillion La Vista South 22-20. Our scoreboard update brought to you by Furniture and Mattress Direct. We deliver the score. Furniture and Mattress Direct delivers right to your door. Get free local delivery, setup, and removal on any Beautyrest mattress purchase. Get more than you expect when you shop Furniture and Mattress Direct. South of Sonic in Hastings and online at FurnitureDirectHastings.com. In the offensive end, Donovan Trumbull has it. Little step through here by Sterner. He'll jump stop and kick the ball right back out here for Stafford. And Hendricks and Stafford playing a little catch. It'll be Stafford who will pull the trigger from the free throw line. It's no good. And another rebound by Jackson Johnson, his fourth of the first half. So Gatzmeier We'll throw it left side, nearly threw it away. Lucas Boyd very quick to go back and get the ball. He was already starting to cut through. Now he'll elevate from 15 feet. He'll flop as he missed the shot, and it's going to be tipped out of bounds by Johnson. And Voigt is still down. And he has not straightened out his right leg. And so we have stoppage here at Lincoln Southeast High School. 5:34 to go here in the second quarter. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll return right after this.
Mother Nature always has a way of delivering a few surprises. That's why your Nutrient Ag Solutions retailer is always standing by. Formerly serving you as crop production services, we're the same faces you've relied on for years, but now more capable than ever, no matter what comes your way. Delivering access to the resources of the world's largest ag retailer with local growing guidance and expertise. We're more than an unwavering partner. We're the first choice in the field to help you get the most out of yours.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, good news. Lucas Voigt able to put weight on that leg, and he is still walking on that right side, but he's carrying a towel, and I think they might be retaping his ankle. In any event, BRLD will pressure the basketball as Donovan Trumbull has it. Sterner will give it to Hendricks. Hendricks' long pass actually going to hit the glass. He was trying to lob it for Miles Sad. And he missed Sad, hit the glass, and it's going to go out of bounds. That'll be another Donovan Trumbull turnover. 26-12 our score. 8 turnovers here for Donovan Trumbull. Only 2 for BRLD. Gatzmeier will give it to Johnson. Johnson will hand off for Darwin Snyder. Snyder left side here for Butler. Butler gives for Johnson. And the pass is going to be knocked away by Cade Sterner. Good hands there, but Sterner couldn't get enough of the ball to reel it in. So Wolverines on the baseline will trigger it in. Gatzmeier will just lob it in the paint here for Johnson. It rolls up ahead here for Butler. They kick over for Gatzmeier. And a jump through. And Butler will get the nice pass there by Jackson. And Butler will hit the bucket. He's got 9 in the game. Ball nearly turned over, but Sterner's able to dribble out with it. He'll hand off here for Hendricks. Hendricks gives it up ahead. And backing in here is going to be Carpenter. Carpenter back out for Hendricks. Hendricks is going to drive the lane, and he'll hit a runner. Griffin Hendricks, first points of the game for him. But BRLD has doubled up. Donovan Trumbull, 28-14. 4.5 to go here before halftime. Gatzmeier kicks right wing here for Darwin Snyder. Snyder will have everybody cycle through. He'll give it to Butler on the baseline. It's bouncing on that rim interminably, and it's rebounded by Miles Sad, his third rebound of the game here for number 3, and a little reach around. Foul called here on Gatzmeier. That's going to be his third foul.
Foul number 11, Will Gatzmeier.
So that's going to be his third foul, and Devin Heggie going to check in for BRLD. So Gatzmeier in foul trouble, Voigt hurt and not on the court at the moment. In fact, not in the gym at the moment. No, they're taping his ankle in that far corner, so he's still in the gym, but they're working on him. Miles Sad on that left side, and it's going to be a moving screen on Stafford. That will be his second personal foul, and it'll serve as a turnover. 4:04 to go before halftime. The second seed, BRLD, we've won 49 in a row. We'll bring it in the offensive end. Snyder picked up defensively here by Sterner, and he'll give it to Heggie on that right side. Heggie gives it off here for Butler. Butler dribbles between the legs. Good defense staying right with him is Stafford. They're looking to get it inside for Johnson. They give it back out here for Snyder. Snyder will kick into the corner for Heggie. He'll fire a three, and Devin Heggie hits the three. 17-point lead here for BRLD. Hendricks up ahead for Sterner. Sterner's going to drive, be shut off there by Heggie. He'll kick back out here for Stafford. Stafford uncorks a three, and he drains it. His second three-pointer of the game. And timeout here for Donovan Trumbull. 3:24 to go here before halftime. It's 31-17. BRLD with the lead and the ball. And we return to Lincoln Southeast right after this.
Good old-fashioned banking can still be found at Bank of Donovan, where the bank president is close at hand. A local phone number is all you need to contact a bank decision maker, and personalized, face-to-face, friendly service is the norm. Nebraska-owned and locally managed financial services, serving central Nebraska uncommonly well. With locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island, and online at bankofdonovan.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Bank of Donovan, you'll love our brand of banking.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
Whether it's spades, diamonds, hearts, or clubs, save big on the furniture you want during deal days at Furniture Direct and Mattress Direct. Draw a playing card with any purchase, and depending on the suit you draw, save 5, 10, 15, or even 20% on any single item. So get the furniture you want and save big for a limited time. Now that's getting more than you expect. Furniture Direct, behind Sonic and Hastings, and find even more savings online at FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Devin Hagee will bring the ball up here for the Wolverines, and he'll give the ball back here for Lucas Boyd, who checked in during that timeout, and he barely breaks the 10-second mark getting across the timeline. He was walking it up so slowly, but he's back in the game. That's nice to see. Johnson's going to drive the lane, and Jackson Johnson, that first little quick pivot, put the defender in his back pocket, and he was able to drive on the right side of the glass and hit the bucket. So Carpenter now has it on that left side, 33-17. And the ball back in the hands here of Hendricks. Hendricks is going to drive all the way in. Nice spin as it kissed it off the glass. He's got his second field goal, 4 points in the game here for Griffin Hendricks. So Voigt comes across the line. He'll be picked up defensively here by Angelo Schaefer. And Voigt dribbling between the legs. He'll drive. He'll elevate. He'll kiss it off the glass. He is just so quick as he will hit the bucket. So Griffin Hendricks gets the ball back as Snyder will pressure him. He'll give it to Sterner on that left side. Sterner from the wing. Kicks back out here for Carpenter. He'll shoot the three. No good. Rebounded by Butler. So BRLD very quickly. Don't have numbers, but they're still running. Hagee is going to skip the ball right side here for Butler. Butler in the lane. Kicks back out here for Hagee. Hagee back out for Butler, and we've got a moving screen, it would appear. No, they're going to call a hold here on Donovan Trumbull. That's going to be on Andrew Stock. That's his first, sixth as a team here on Donovan Trumbull. We haven't shot a 1-1 yet, but another foul by the Cardinals, and that's where BRLD will find themselves. Passer on the left side for Hagee. Hagee gets the ball back after passing it away. He'll shoot a three and hit the three. Devin Hagee hit one on the baseline, and now he hits it on the left wing. He's got six in the quarter, 38-19. Schaefer in the lane, kicks out. Here's a three-pointer by Stafford. Stafford's shot going to be short. Rebounded by Butler, and Butler will give off here for Voigt. Voigt on the bounce here for BRLD with a minute 27 to go. He'll use a screen. He'll drive the lane, and he'll rattle it around. It's no good. There's a foul on the body, though. And so Voigt will go to the line for a couple more free throws. 1:22 to go before halftime. And right now, BRLD just continuing to just kind of distance themselves. Donovan Trumbull did have a 10-9 lead at one point. Free throw for Voigt is no good. Sterner going to check in here. And Griffin Hendricks also checking into the ball game for BRLD. Free throw is up, and it is good here for Voigt. So Carpenter will give the ball here for Griffin Hendricks. Hendricks is across the timeline. And he still has to dribble, throws it left side here for Sterner. Sterner uses a screen, stops at the free throw line. He'll kick the ball off on that left side. Three-pointer going to be well short for Carpenter and rebounded by Hagee. So we enter the final minute of the first half here. And slowly bringing the ball up is going to be Voigt. Voigt snaps it left side here for Snyder. Back top of the circle for Braden Anderson for BRLD. Over for Snyder. Snyder is going to back up, elevate, will hit a three. Darwin Schneider drains the three. He was fouled earlier on a three-pointer and hit all three of those free throws, so he now has 6 points in the game. Left wing Hendricks going to kick the ball top of the circle here for Sterner. Sterner looks over to Coach Burr and gets instructions, and will give the ball here for Griffin Hendricks. 21 seconds to go. They'll start the five-second count here. Hendricks, one dribble. Pass is going to be intercepted. Coming up with it is Anderson. That'll be a turnover. Kick into the corner. Here's a transition three by Voigt off the iron. No good. Rebounded by Sterner. 7 seconds left. Dribbling is going to be Hendricks. He's across the timeline. And he'll fire a long three-pointer. And it's going to be well short. And it's Donovan Trumbull needing some work done here in the second half because they head to the locker room trailing. BRLD 42-19. We'll return to Lincoln Southeast right after this timeout.
Landmark Implement is your local authorized John Deere dealer. Landmark's trained and certified sales staff will help you find the right equipment for your needs at a price that's right for you, all backed by Landmark's extensive parts and service network. Whether it's a tractor, planter, combine, lawn and garden tractor, or gator, every piece of equipment in our inventory is ready to work hard for your operation. Landmark's team works together to make sure everything that is sold meets their quality standards. Stop by your local Landmark location or learn more at landmarkimp.com and experience the Landmark difference.
Ravenna Sanitation provides the perfect solution for any solid containment requirement. From the old shingles off your roof to a remodel job, Ravenna Sanitation delivers a roll-off box to your house or side of the project. You fill it up and they pick it up. No more making several trips back and forth to the dump. Rely on Ravenna Sanitation to take care of it for you. Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
94.5.
And welcome back here to Lincoln Southeast High School. Time now for our Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. Let's check the numbers here for Donovan Trumbull. Only three players have scored so far. Keith and Stafford's hit a couple of three-pointers. He's got 10 points here at halftime to go with a rebound. Riley Carpenter has 5 points in the game. Griffin Hendricks has 4 points, a couple of rebounds. Angelo Schaefer has a rebound, 3 rebounds for Cade Sterner, and Miles Saab with 3 rebounds as well. So 9 rebounds here in the first half for Donovan Trumbull, and they've turned the ball over 10 times in the first 16 minutes. For BRLD, Lucas Voigt leading the way with 13 points in the game. 6 for Darwin Snyder. Jackson Johnson also has 6. 9 points and 4 rebounds by Dylan Butler. A couple of points and a rebound here for Will Gatzmeyer. And 6 points, all of them coming from behind the arc for Devin Heggie off the bench. He also has a rebound here in the first half. 19 rebounds here for BRLD at halftime. They've out-rebounded Donovan Trumbull 19-9. They've turned the ball over only 2 times so far in the game, and Donovan Trumbull has turned the ball over 10 times. Those are the big stats, the big numbers that we have for you here at halftime. Again, Donovan Trumbull turning the ball over more and also being out-rebounded by 10 in the first half by a very tall and athletic BRLD squad. And we're at the break here, 42-19, BRLD with the lead. And we'll return with more of the Ravenna Sanitation right after this timeout.
Have you heard about the best-kept shopping secret in central Nebraska? It's the 845 Boutique, a trendy and affordable boutique in the heart of Donovan. It's where the perfect outfit is waiting for you at, and the style experts are ready to help you look amazing. You have to go experience the 845 Boutique in downtown Donovan at 102 East Plum Street, or check out their online store at shopthe845.com. The 845 Boutique is the best-kept fashion secret in central Nebraska.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products, your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Now, also located in Sutton.
At the Donovan Insurance Agency, you get that personal service you expect from your insurance agents. Terry Connick, Candy Dombowski, and Michelle Cook will work with you to make sure your claim is handled professionally, fairly, and quickly. Talk to the Donovan Insurance Agency about auto insurance, home, life, health, business, farm, and crop insurance. Call 402-845-6568 for a free, no-obligation, hassle-free quote. The Donovan Insurance Agency proudly supports Donovan Trumbull Athletics. Ravenna Sanitation provides the perfect solution for any solid containment requirement. From the old shingles off your roof to a remodeled job, Ravenna Sanitation delivers a roll-off box to your house or side of the project. You fill it up and they pick it up. No more making several trips back and forth to the dump. Rely on Ravenna Sanitation to take care of it for you. Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, a very strange day of sports across our country because of the coronavirus. They've called off the NCAA basketball tournaments. The Division II wrestling tournament is done. NAIA wrestling and basketball tournaments, those have been called off as well. And again, we've got that format here for the boys' game where you have to be on a pass list and only immediate family can attend these games as well as the media. And we kind of expect the other shoe to drop and potentially not be playing basketball tomorrow. But obviously you play the games hoping that tomorrow you'll have the opportunity to continue your march to a state championship. And right now BRLD is controlling things here against Donovan Trumbull 42-19. Coming up at the conclusion of this game, we'll have Sutton, and they'll be taking on Centennial. That's coming up next here on The Breeze, 94.5. Scores from the NSAA are coming in rather slowly, but we do have an update from Class A. Millard North right now is leading Papillion La Vista South by a score of 32-30. And that is our scoreboard update brought to you by Furniture and Mattress Direct. We deliver the score. Furniture and Mattress Direct delivers right to your door. Get free local delivery, setup, and removal on any Beautyrest mattress purchase. Get more than you expect when you shop Furniture and Mattress Direct just south of Sonic and Hastings, as well as online at FurnitureDirectHastings.com. So 42-19, our halftime score here at Lincoln Southeast High School. And we'll return with more of the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Get you updated on all the scores that have happened so far in Lincoln when we return right after this.
Steve's Butcher Shop has been serving Donovan and the surrounding area since 1988. Specializing in custom butchered beef and pork and hickory smoked ham and bacon, shop our retail meat case and also select from a variety of jerkies. Conveniently located at 324 North 1st Street in Donovan, Steve and the crew wish the Donovan Trumbull boys the best of luck at state. Go Donovan Trumbull Cardinals from Steve's Butcher Shop in Donovan.
Ravenna Sanitation provides the perfect solution for any solid containment requirement. From the old shingles off your roof to a remodeled job, Ravenna Sanitation delivers a roll-off box to your house or side of the project. You fill it up and they pick it up. No more making several trips back and forth to the dump. Rely on Ravenna Sanitation to take care of it for you. Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, let's get you some finals that we've got from the boys' state basketball tournament here in Lincoln. In Class A, it's Bellevue West with a 55-34 win over Elkhorn. They'll be taking on Westside, who is a 74-70 winner over Creighton Prep. And again, the other Class A game, the other game that we're getting reports on here in Lincoln is Millard North leading Papillion La Vista South 32-30. That game is at halftime as well. In Class B, it'll be Scutt and Mount Michael getting together in the semifinals tomorrow. Scutt with a 66-58 win over Norris, and it was Mount Michael 76-50 over Wahoo. In Class C1, Adams Central 65-42. No problem with St. Paul this morning. Ogallala came back from 11 down in the fourth quarter to defeat Kearney Catholic 65-62. The other semifinal will feature Auburn and Lincoln Christian. Auburn with a 54-48 win over Ashland Greenwood. Christian took care of Wayne 44-38. In Class C2, Grand Island Central Catholic, 41-38 winners. They'll play at 7 p.m. tomorrow here on the Breeze against UTAN, who needed double overtime to win 63-56 over Ponca. BRLD in pretty good shape here in our second to make it to the second semifinal. They lead 42-19 here at the break. Next up, of course, Sutton and Centennial here on the Breeze. In Class D1, North Platte St. Pat's, the top seed, needed overtime to get past Pleasanton, 57-48. And it was Laurel Concord Coleridge, 75-47, to advance to the semifinals. The other semifinal, Humphrey-Lindsay Holy Family taking on Osmond. Humphrey-Lindsay Holy Family with a 71-53 win over Fullerton. Osmond by 1 point over Southern Valley, 50-49. In Class D2, St. Francis, 57-46 winners over Randolph. And Mullen over St. Mary's, 51-49. There's your scoring update that we have for you. We'll step away for a couple more minutes, and we'll return with the fourth quarter here from Lincoln. Excuse me, the third quarter here from Lincoln Southeast, 42-19. BRLD with the lead. They also have the ball, and we return right after this.
We all know that the month of March means basketball, basketball, and more basketball. But it's also the first opportunity for you to get back out and working on your lawns. Big G Ace in Hastings has all the supplies you need for your yard work, including Toro lawnmowers, the Scott's 4-Step Program, gardening tools, and more. And while you're working in the yard, cook up something delicious on your new Traeger, Weber, or Big Green Egg Grill. Big G Ace in Hastings has those too. 3203 Osborne Drive West in Hastings.
Big G Ace.
Ravenna Sanitation provides the perfect solution for any solid containment requirement. From the old shingles off your roof to a remodeled job, Ravenna Sanitation delivers a roll-off box to your house or side of the project. You fill it up and they pick it up. No more making several trips back and forth to the dump. Rely on Ravenna Sanitation to take care of it for you. Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And that'll wrap up our Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. And certainly want to congratulate our athletes of the month as well. The Platte River Preps Athlete of the Month, our Jacob Jarabic from Arcadia Loop City Wrestling, only the second Rebel wrestler to win state, and Abby Skupka of Silver Lake Basketball, all-time leading scorer there at Silver Lake. You can submit your nominations on PlantRiverPreps.com. The winners will receive a certificate and a Plant River Preps t-shirt. It's presented by B&B Carpet and Donovan. You can see this month's winners plus all of our past winners by visiting the Athlete of the Month tab at PlantRiverPreps.com. Well, Bancroft Rosalie Lions Decatur, the Wolverines, will have the basketball. This are resetting the clock here. 42-19, BRLD in control here. And so we start the third quarter. It's underway. And Donovan Trumbull, 1-3-1 zone, get things started here. At the elbow, there's Lucas Voigt. Voigt, he's going to drive. He's going to kiss it off glass. No good. Offensive rebound by Johnson. And Johnson will make the stick back. So he's got 8 points in the game, five rebounds as well. So on the bounce here is going to be Keith and Stafford. Stafford's going to drive all the way in, has a shot blocked, and then flying out of bounds is Stafford, who threw it off the leg of Jackson Johnson. For Johnson, that's his third block of the game. But the ball, because of some pretty good hustle there, stays here with Donovan Trumbull. And they'll lob it in the lane, and it's going to be intercepted. Long pass up ahead. On the drive is going to be Gatzmeier. Gatzmeier missed it. Trying for the dunk is Voigt, and he missed that. Sad is going to kick into the corner here for Hendricks after he got the rebound, and it's going to be a one and done. Rebounded by Snyder, who throws the ball very deep here for Lucas Voigt, and he throws it too high. That'll be a BRLD turnover. Well, that was pretty athletic to get up high like that and try the dunk, but Voigt, the timing was just a little bit off, so he couldn't bring that one home. So sad. We'll bring it up here for Donovan Trumbull. Down by 25, and he'll hand off here for Stafford. Stafford has the ball knocked loose. Good hands there by Johnson, forcing the turnover. Snyder, he's going to drive, has his shot blocked by Sterner, but that's going to be a foul on Sterner. So we can't give him credit for the block. It goes out of bounds, and to the free throw line is going to be Darwin Snyder. He'll have two free throws. First foul of the second half here for Donovan Trumbull. And the free throw by Snyder hits the back of the iron. It's no good. Snyder, 6 points in the game. He was a perfect 3-for-3 from the line until that miss. Second free throw is up, and that one rolls around. That's no good. It'll be rebounded by Carpenter. So Carpenter gives up here for Sad. Sad kicks in the corner. There's Sterner for three. It's an air ball. Rebounded by Johnson. And they're looking deep. They look deep immediately after getting a rebound. See if they can get a flyer down court. But it'll be Voigt that ends up just walking across the timeline with it. Donovan Trumbull, man-to-man. Picking him up is going to be Hendricks. So Hendricks picks up Voigt here. Voigt dribbles on that right side. Pass going to be knocked away here by Sterner. But it was down that sideline, and Sterner didn't have enough room there after he knocked it down to come up with the basketball. So it'll be inbounded here by Voigt at the end of the Wolverine bench. And he'll kick it between the circles here for Butler. Butler hands off for Gatzmeier. Gatzmeier helps lob the ball down low. Johnson posted up, and Johnson will get the bucket. He's got 10 in the game, as well as 6 rebounds. 46-19, BRLD in control. Handoff, driving the baseline is going to be Carpenter. Defender falls down, so he'll find some space, but miss the 8-foot jumper, rebounded by Johnson. Johnson up ahead here for Snyder. Snyder's going to drive all the way in. It hangs on the rim, no good. Rebounded by Stafford. And Stafford being double-teamed, and the ball stolen away by Gatzmeier. And Gatzmeier is going to be fouled as he tries the layup. So another Donovan Trumbull turnover turns into another opportunity here for BRLD. For Keith and Stafford, that'll be foul number 3.
2 shots for Will Gatzmeier.
Gatzmeier shooting 2, trying to add on to his 2-point total. And that one rolls around. Friendly rim here at Southeast as he's able to rattle that one home. Checking in here for Donovan Trumbull is going to be Andrew Stock. 5:52 to go, third quarter. Donovan Trumbull won the Lou Platt Conference Tournament, the Elm Creek Holiday Tournament. Second free throw is good here for Gatzmeier. Obviously, they won the district championship. Been a great year, but they're falling behind here by 29 with 5:40 to go here in the third quarter. Sad gives it to Sterner. Sterner, good penetration. Kick back out for Carpenter. Carpenter jumper in the lane. Going to be short. Offensive rebound by Sad. Sad weaving his way in there. Can't get the shot to fall. It's going to be rebounded by Braden Anderson. And so BRLD brings it up ahead, but the pass intercepted by Sad. A 3-on-3. Sad's going to drive. Kiss off glass. No good. And there's going to be a block. Sliding in there was Anderson. Anderson was there. A good job of avoiding that contact by Miles Sad. And then trying to sell a charge. He actually leaned into Sad and gave up his position. So Sad will go to the line and shoot a couple. As Anderson's called for his first foul. And Miles Sad looking for his first points of the game. He's done a nice job rebounding. He's got five boards in the game. And the free throw is up and good. Sad about a 61% free throw shooter on the season. Ethan Stafford checks back into the game here for Donovan Trumbull. Second free throw by Sad off the iron and no good. Nothing but white jerseys down there, and Anderson will pull down the board. And he'll give the ball here for Gatzmeier. Gatzmeier will be picked up by Hendricks as soon as he gets across the timeline. And they'll bounce it here on the right side for Voigt. Voigt drives in, shot off glass, good. He's just so quick. He's got 15 points in the game, right at his average. Pass up ahead here for Hendricks. Hendricks, good ball fake. Defender flew past him. He'll shoot a 3. No good. Rebounded by Johnson. And for Johnson, that's now 8 rebounds in the game. Pass up to Anderson. Anderson backing in here. He'll kick the ball back out for Voigt. 4:40 to go, third quarter. Voigt on that left wing behind the arc. Thought about the 3, but he'll give it to Gatzmeier. They're looking inside for Anderson. Pass back out here for Gatzmeier. Gatzmeier lobs it inside here for Johnson. Johnson ran over a defender. Sad stepped in front, collected the charge. Good work there as Jackson Johnson's going to be called for the player control foul. That's a nice defensive play there by Miles Sad. 50-20 is our score with 4:26 to go here in the third quarter. So Miles Sadd will give it off here for Keith and Stafford. Stafford drives all the way in, bodied up there by Gatzmeier. We'll give it right side here for Schaefer, who checked in just a moment ago. He'll give it for Stafford. Stafford drives the lane. Shot going to be no good. And rebounded by Braden Anderson, his third rebound of the quarter. So driving here is going to be Gatzmeier. Gatzmeier on his way to the basket is fouled well before he got that shot off. And Arizona Ryken is going to check in here for BRLD. And for Donovan Trumbull, Griffin Hendricks will give a little breather here to Cade Sterner. So Ryken cleans the shoes off here, and he'll inbound on the baseline. And he'll lob it between the circles here for Snyder. Butler thought the ball was for him and just kind of runs past Snyder. And Snyder just had the ball on his hip and just looked at his teammate and said, "What are you doing, bro?" Kick out here for Snyder. He'll shoot the three, and he hits the three. Darwin Snyder now with 9 in the game, and the lead is 33 here for BRLD. Kick right side for Hendricks. Hendricks, a little runner in the lane. Shot's going to be deflected, no good, and rebounded by Ryken. And Ryken gets the rebound. We'll give off here for Snyder. Snyder elevates. He'll shoot the three, no good. Rebounded by Hendricks. And Hendricks weaves through the traffic, brings it in the offensive end, and he'll hand the ball off here for Schaefer. Over for Stafford. Stafford's going to drive, and there's going to be a block before the shot. That'll be a foul on BRLD. And that will be on Braden Anderson. That's his second. Sterner checks back in. So does Riley Carpenter here for Donovan Trumbull. 3:18 to go, third quarter. Down by 33. It's 53-20 here at Lincoln Southeast. So Stock on the baseline. 5-second count going on. He's going to have to hustle, and he throws it and is going to just lob it into that backcourt. Tracking it down is going to be Schaefer. Good decision there by Schaefer not to try to make a tough catch right near midcourt. Just go back and get the basketball. Hendricks will give here left side for Sterner. Sterner in the lane. Spin. Runner. Good. Cade Sterner, nice little spin move there. And a timeout being taken here by Donovan Trumbull. They cut the lead down to 53-22. 3:04 to go here in the third quarter. We'll return to Lincoln Southeast right after this.
We all know that the month of March means basketball, basketball, and more basketball. But it's also the first opportunity for you to get back out and working on your lawns. Big G Ace in Hastings has all the supplies you need for your yard work, including Toro lawnmowers, the Scott's 4-Step Program, gardening tools, and more. And while you're working in the yard, cook up something delicious on your new Traeger, Weber, or Big Green Egg Grill. Big G Ace in Hastings has those too. 3203 Osborne Drive West in Hastings.
Big G Ace.
Is back pain keeping you from doing the activities you enjoy? Is hip, knee, or ankle pain making even the shortest walks difficult? Is hand, wrist, or finger pain making you cut tasks short or take frequent pauses? New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is here to tell you that you don't have to live with the pain. With training in a wide range of specialties, New West has the doctor to get you back into the game. Schedule your appointment today. No referral is necessary. All major insurances accepted.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, powered by natural gas and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings and in Sutton. So across the timeline is going to be Devin Hagging. He had a couple of three-pointers in that second quarter. He'll give it off here for Butler. Butler's used up his dribble, and he'll just give it off here for Darwin Snyder. Snyder dribbles down the baseline, gives it to Arizona Ryken. And Ryken will give the ball back out here for Snyder. Snyder, between the circles is Heggie. And they'll get the ball here on the right side for Braden Anderson. Anderson, left side for Butler. Man-to-man is Donovan Trumbull. Nice pass down on the baseline. Jumper by Anderson's going to be no good. Good backdoor cut there, but Anderson's going to be fouled, and he'll go to the free throw line for two. And that will be on Riley Carpenter. Just so surreal that you actually can hear the officials tell the scores table who the foul's on because of the small crowd here. Anderson's free throw is up and good. 54-22. So second free throw coming up here for Anderson. It's going to be on the way. It's up and hits the heel. No good. Rebounded by Stafford. Schaefer checked in a little bit ago here for Donovan Trumbull. They'll kick here in the corner for Sterner. Sterner will elevate for three. In and out. No good. And Johnson pulls down the board. His ninth of the game. So Lucas Voigt will be picked up by Schaefer. He's done a nice job on him. But he'll step back. He'll fire the three off the screen. Three-pointer is going to be no good. Rebounded by Hendricks. So Donovan Trumbull's defense holds here. And it will be Hendricks bringing it across the line. He'll get it left side for Schaefer. Man-to-man. They're looking to trap, though, is the Wolverines. And they'll give it off here for Carpenter. Carpenter in the lane. Sterner, turnaround jumper going to be no good. And rebounded by Ryken. So Ryken will bring it across the timeline here. Got 94 seconds left here on the Breeze, 94.5. And dribbling is going to be Gantzmeyer. Gantzmeyer over for Voigt. And a timeout being taken here by BRLD. 54-22 is our score here in the third quarter. We'll return to Lincoln Southeast right after this.
We all know that the month of March means basketball, basketball, and more basketball. But it's also the first opportunity for you to get back out and working on your lawns. Big G Ace in Hastings has all the supplies you need for your yard work, including Toro lawnmowers, the Scott's 4-Step Program, gardening tools, and more. And while you're working in the yard, cook up something delicious on your new Traeger, Weber, or Big Green Egg Grill. Big G Ace in Hastings has those too. 3203 Osborne Drive West in Hastings.
Big G Ace.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, a couple of panhandle schools getting together here in Lincoln, and right now Scott's Bluff is leading Alliance 31-27. Our scoreboard update brought to you by Furniture and Mattress Direct. Lob pass inside here for Johnson, and Johnson kisses it off the glass and in. He's got 12 now in the game to go with 9 rebounds. So Sterner on the dribble here for Donovan Trumbull. He'll give left side for Stafford. Stafford will use a little screen. Now he drives the lane. Ball fake. He got the defender out of position, and then he's able to kiss it off the glass, his first points of the second half. It's now 56-24. 53 seconds to go here before we end the third quarter. And the pass going to be stolen away. Sterner on the drive, left-handed layup too strong, and rebounded by Voigt. So Voigt with the board as he can't cash in on the turnover. So Voigt will bring in the offensive end, be picked up there by Sad. And they'll bounce it here on the right wing here for Anderson. Anderson helps work the ball back around the perimeter. They give it for Voigt. Calling for the ball is Johnson. But Voigt isn't going to try to lob it in there. He'll kick the ball off left side. Gantzmeyer is going to drive. Shot off glass. No good. Tip here by Johnson. That one won't fall. He keeps it alive. Tips out here for Gantzmeyer. And Gantzmeyer is going to reset the offense. 9 seconds left here for BRLD. Dribbling is Voigt. Voigt. Elevates off glass. Good. Lucas Voigt hits the bucket. He's got 17 in the game. And BRLD has a 58-24 lead as we head to the fourth quarter. When we return, right after this.
The name Mary Lanning Healthcare indicates that we are more than just a hospital, that we are, in fact, focused on the health of this community. And it's about providing it with a little bit more of a family touch and a little bit more care inside of that healthcare component. You know, I always say every hospital is as good as the medical staff that supports it, and we're fortunate to have a fantastic medical staff who is absolutely engaged in what we're doing. It's important that the Hastings community understand that Mary Lanning is a not-for-profit organization, which means the decisions that govern our organization are made locally. What I want the Hastings community to understand is that our success, Mary Lanning's success, is dependent on their support, which means that you're going to get our best every time you step in the front door. My name is Eric Barber, and I'm the president and CEO of Mary Lanning Healthcare.
Mary Lanning Healthcare, your care, our inspiration.
The Breeze, 94.5.
I want to say thanks to our presenting sponsors of the state basketball tournament, including UNK, Be Blue, Be Gold, Be Bold at UNK, Mary Lanning Healthcare, your care, our inspiration. Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation headquarters in Hastings and Sutton, and Nutrigen Ag Solutions. Decade after decade, we're here to provide the best technologies, tools, and products so you can focus on what you do best, grow. Donovan Trumbull with the ball to start the fourth quarter, trailing it here 58-24. Sad in the offensive end, gives it between the circles here for Sterner. Sterner will drive, be shut out there. That's good defense there by Johnson. Kick out and a three-pointer. Good for Keith and Stafford. Stafford now with 15 in the game. And so will be Snyder brings in the offensive end. He'll give left side here for Voigt. Voigt not closely guarded, but he's well behind that three-point arc, and now creeping out with him is Sad. And he'll drive past Sad, elevating the lane, and Lucas Voigt now with 19 in the game. Drive down low. Ball is going to be knocked out of bounds here by Jackson Johnson. So it'll stay here with the Cardinals. Well, after a made bucket, Donovan Trumbull, just they're in attack mode. And they played pretty well, honestly. But BRLD is just all of that. You don't win 49 games in a row without being a very talented basketball team. On the baseline, triggering it in here is going to be Hendricks. Hendricks, he'll throw the ball in the backcourt. It's going to be stolen by BRLD. Tipped out here for Snyder. Snyder's going to drive and be fouled by Sad. And Sad went down, and Snyder kind enough to help him up. Good sportsmanship there by Darwin Snyder, who's going to step to the free throw line for two free throws. That's the third on Sad. And so Darwin Snyder, two opportunities, get into double figures here. He's got nine in the game. Now make it 10. That's kind of all or nothing so far here from the free throw line for Snyder. He hit three in a row, then he missed two, and now he's hit the first of two free throws. And now that one rolled out. I jinxed him, and Keith and Stafford will pull down the rebound. Stafford will drive all the way in, kick back out here for Hendricks. Hendricks, he's going to drive, and he'll be fouled by Lucas Voigt. That will be just the first foul here on Voigt. 61-27, 7:02 to go here on the Breeze. Don't forget, coming up next, we'll have Centennial and Sutton. But first, a timeout being taken here by BRLD. Wolverines call the timeout up by 34 when we return to Lincoln Southeast right after this.
At Friesen Ford in Aurora, we are breaking the notion that car buying has to be a stressful process. Instead, we're making it a simple and easy process, since our entire staff has you, the customer, as our first priority. But don't take our word for it. Here's what our customers have said. Easiest purchase we've ever made. Awesome place to buy a car. Great service. This was a wonderful experience. Experience the friendly Friesen Ford difference for yourself today. Located 20 miles east of Grand Island, just off I-80 in Aurora, or anytime at FriesenFord.com.
Landmark Implement is your local authorized John Deere dealer. Landmark's trained and certified sales staff will help you find the right equipment for your needs at a price that's right for you, all backed by Landmark's extensive parts and service network. Whether it's a tractor, planter, combine, lawn and garden tractor, or gator, every piece of equipment in our inventory is ready to work hard for your operation. Landmark's team works together to make sure everything that is sold meets their quality standards. Stop by your local Landmark location or learn more at landmarkimp.com and experience the Landmark difference.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, 7 minutes and 2 seconds left in the season here for Donovan Trumbull at the free throw line for two free throws. Here is going to be Hendricks, and the free throw is up. It is short. So he's got four in the game, and we've really had the scoring slow down here for Donovan Trumbull. Only 5 points in that third quarter. They've got three here, now make it four in the fourth. So they've only scored 9 points here in the second half, and they're trailing at 61-28. And they're going to take the air out of the ball here is Gatzmeier and Voigt. They're just playing a little bit of catch, and they'll get Snyder involved, throwing it down the sideline. Back out here for Gatzmeier. Donovan Trumbull will pick up that defense on him as they give it to Jackson Johnson from the elbow. They'll give it out here for Butler. Butler will hand off for Voigt. And Voigt, we picked up there by Sterner, and they'll drive, and Sterner's going to be called for a foul. That'll be his third. And that will be team foul number five here on Donovan Trumbull. I must have missed one because Sterner, they say, has four fouls. Slapping the ball is going to be void on the baseline. He'll throw it between the rings here for Darwin Snyder. Snyder, Sad will sneak out on him. And Snyder will dribble and give the ball here left side for Voigt. So Voigt, clear out there near midcourt. And going to be picked up here by Cade Sterner. And they'll throw the ball here right side for Gantzmeyer. Gantzmeyer and Voigt will drive. Kick out here for Snyder. Shot's going to be no good. Rebounded by Hendricks. And Hendricks is going to be fouled then. And that will be on Dylan Butler. That's just the first on him. 6 minutes to go here. 61-28. 33-point lead here for BRLD. On the bounce, Miles Sad. He'll give right side for Hendricks. He'll shoot a three and kiss it off the glass and in. Eight in the game here for Griffin Hendricks. He kissed that one in on that right side. And Snyder will dribble with that left hand. Now between the legs, kicks over here for Butler. They'll set a screen here for Gantzmeyer. Back to Butler. Butler's going to drive, and he'll score. Nice set play there for BRLD. As they set a screen for him after he passed the ball. Bringing it up here is going to be Hendricks. Hendricks gives it to Stafford. He'll spin. Shot's going to be no good. And the ball is going to be knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Jackson Johnson. And the Cardinals going to make four substitutions here, including Angelo Schaefer. Checking out there is Ethan Smith. Andrew Stock checking into the game. And Stock in there as well. So ball given here for Blake Dedimore. That's the other name I missed. And it will be Hendricks who will elevate top of the circle. His three is going to be no good. And rebound pulled down here by Butler. So Butler slowly will bring the ball across the timeline. He picked up there by Schaefer. Hand off here for Snyder. Snyder still dribbling. Now he'll back up. He'll shoot a three. No good. Nothing but black jerseys down there. And the ball is going to be rebounded by Hendricks. And he'll give here on the left side for Schaefer. Schaefer's pass going to be intercepted. That'll be another turnover. Now for Trumbull, only 13 turnovers. I mean, that's higher than Coach Burr would like to have. But not as high as BRLD often does to teams. So Voigt will give here on the left side for Butler. They'll set a screen here for Snyder. And they'll throw it between the circles here for Anderson. Driving right side, Gantzmeyer. He'll kick out. Butler, he'll fire a three, and he'll hit the three. Dylan Butler with five in the quarter, 14 in the game. And the lead back out to 35. This equals their largest lead of the game. On the baseline, Hendricks. He'll kick it down that sideline for Ethan Smith. Hand off here for Hendricks. Hendricks will drive. He'll shoot off glass. No good. Gets his own rebound. Kisses it off the glass. That one won't fall, but there is a whistle. So he'll get to the free throw line. Hendricks doing a good job rebounding here in the second half. He's got five boards since intermission. Six in the game. And the timeout being taken here by Donovan Trumbull. Coach Burr calls the timeout with 3:57 to go here in the fourth. It's 66-31. Wolverines with the lead. We return right after this.
Good old-fashioned banking can still be found at Bank of Donovan, where the bank president is close at hand. A local phone number is all you need to contact a bank decision maker, and personalized, face-to-face, friendly service is the norm. Nebraska-owned and locally managed financial services, serving central Nebraska uncommonly well. With locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island, and online at bankofdonovan.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Bank of Donovan, you'll love our brand of banking.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Got a final for you. It was Ball City Sacred Heart with a 45-40 win over Johnson Brock. And the free throw is up no good here for Griffin Hendricks. He'll have one more free throw with 3:57 to go here in the season for Donovan Trumbull. Takes his time at the line and rattles that one in. Nice shot there by Hendricks. He's got nine in the game. Braxton Bargman comes up as they made wholesale substitutions, did BRLD. Ryken will give the ball left side here for Devin Hagee. Devin Hagee will give it off here for Braxton Bargman. Bargman has his pocket picked here by Sterner. Sterner with the lay-in. Cade Sterner with the steal and then the lay-in. 66-34. Sterner now with 4 points in the game. In the paint, Butler is going to elevate. He'll score. And so that will give him 16 in the game. Between the circles here, Sterner. Sterner's going to kick right side here for Henricks. Henricks will elevate, and he'll hit a three. Griffin Henricks. Now with 8 points in the quarter, a dozen in the game. And we've got 3 minutes to go. Left side, Hagee. Gives off for Butler. Butler picked up there man-to-man. Long arms. He'll throw the ball back out here for Anderson. And we'll get the ball back out here for Butler. Butler from the elbow. Finds a backdoor cutter. That's going to be Ryken. Ryken is going to kick it out on that left side. Three-pointer is no good. And rebounded by Henricks. So Griffin Henricks pulls down the board. He'll let traffic clear, bring it in the offensive end. And he'll dribble into that right corner and throws it down the sideline here for Stafford. Stafford's going to drive. Shot's going to be blocked there by Butler. Offensive board, though, by Stafford, and Stafford's going to be fouled. They're going to give that foul here to Braden Anderson. That's going to be his third. So Stafford will go to the line after pulling down that rebound. He's a 63% free throw shooter. Bends the knees. He'll fire the free throw. It's in and out, no good. And for Donovan Trumbull, Blake Dedemore going to check in. Ethan Smith will come in as well. And Miles Sab getting some hugs in as they're subbing. He's going to check into the ball game. Gives a nice hand here for Griffin Henricks. And so this is kind of the point where some of these seniors who have done so much for this program, winning the conference championship, they won their holiday tournament, making it back here to state for just the second time in school history. They're going to have to say goodbye to Sterner and Angela Schaefer and Henricks, Carpenter, Stafford. But the seniors doing a pretty good job getting things going for this program. Bringing the ball up court here is going to be Devin Hagee. And the ball is going to be stolen. Coming up with it is Sad. Sad drives in, spins off glass, good. Nice play there by Miles Sad, making the steal, and then a tough contested layup on the other end. So on the bounce here is going to be Micah Henschen. Henschen will get the ball on the baseline on this right side for Braxton Bargman. Back out here for Hagee. Hagee hit some threes in that second quarter, and they'll get the ball out on that left side for Zachary Hagee. And he's going to be fouled, and coming out of the game here is going to be Keith and Stafford. They'll applaud him as he steps off the court for the final time. 68-39, minute 44 to go here in the game. Arizona Ryken, Zachary Hagee going to go to the free throw line for the front end of a 1-1 here. Carter Schultz checks into the game here for Donovan Trumbull. The free throw is good for Hagee. That's his first point of the game. And he'll have one more free throw coming up here. And it is no good. And pulling down the board is going to be Blake Dedemore. So Dedemore, he'll bring it up. He'll kick the ball back out for Ethan Smith. They'll give it right side here for Schultz. Schultz left side, top of the circle. Ethan Smith will drain a three. Ethan Smith hits a bucket here in the final minute and a half, draining the three-pointer from the top of the key. But Micah Henschen will hand the ball off here for Caden Hansen. Hansen will give right side for Elliot Nodeman. Nodeman's going to drive. He'll put up a shot that's too strong and rebounded by Ethan Smith. Smith has the ball knocked out of his hands, but Elliot Nodeman didn't have enough room on that far sideline to keep the ball in play, so it will stay here with Donovan Trumbull after they inbound it. And Carter Schultz will do exactly that, giving it off here for Ethan Smith. Smith in the lane before the shot is going to be fouled, and it'll be a 1-1. Going to be a little hold in there. Called on Devin Hagee. Nope, they gave it to five, not four. It's Micah Henschen. They were both there. I didn't count enough fingers, apparently. Free throw is up and good for Ethan Smith. So he's got four in the game. Minute two left here. Second free throw is up. It is short and rebounded by Hagee and then knocked away from him by Dedimore, and Dedimore gets it off the foot of Hagee and out of bounds. So good work there by Dedimore, not giving up on the play, forcing the turnover. And so Donovan Trumbull will inbound again. Ethan Smith will get the ball here on the left side, and it's going to be stolen away. Intercepting the pass is Nodeman. Nodeman with the layup. Elliot Nodeman will hit the layup after making the steal. And we've got 48 seconds to go in this one. Right side, Ethan Smith. He'll stop at the elbow. Kick right side here for Carter Schultz. Back out here for Smith. Smith for another three. Hits the three. 7 points in the quarter here for Ethan Smith. He'll drain the three. And we're in the final 30 seconds. Caden Hansen. He picked up there defensively by Carter Schultz. Hansen in the center jump circle right now, not being closely guarded. And it appears that Donovan Trumbull is just going to let them work out the final 16 seconds here. So BRLD is going to end up winning this one by a final of 71-46. Outstanding season here for Donovan Trumbull as they'll end their campaign with a record of 20-6 as the conference champions in their second trip ever to the Boys State Basketball Tournament in Lincoln. There's the horn, your final BRLD 71, Donovan Trumbull 46. We'll step away for a moment and we'll return with our postgame show right after this.